Over the last several days, we've been running some information for you about an event that's coming up with our friends at Bell Hospital. And so we thought we'd drag Marie back in here, kicking and screaming, to tell us all about what's actually going on. Marie Peasley with us here this morning. And it is an exciting event you got coming up. Let's just get to the basics and exactly what's going on here this weekend.
All right. Well, tomorrow we are holding our Women's Health Expo, sponsored by our Superior Women's Care group. It is a full day for women to learn about all kinds of different health issues and topics. We'll have presentations all day by physicians, physical therapists. We'll have vendor exhibits throughout our medical office building. We'll be doing tours of our birthing suites and our fitness center and our women's imaging center. So it's really just a full day of anything you want to know about women's health.
Now, is this all on scheduled times? Does it kind of just rotate throughout the day? Can people come and go? What do you want open
well,
for?
People can come and go. We do have topics scheduled throughout the day starting at 9:30, and then every hour we'll have a new set of four topics going on. We have four conference rooms open that we'll be doing talks in, and we'll have tours going on all day long. So if you come for a session and get a presentation with a doc, you'll learn something. But if you come all for the whole day, you will learn so much. We have so much on the schedule for tomorrow.
Obviously, you look at it as the Women's Health Expo. And of course, you know, it's for women. But if there are men, husbands, and maybe, you know, loved ones, caretakers, those type of folks, then they come and find out a few things as well.
Absolutely. I do have a couple of messages on my phone right now from men saying, can I come? Would it be okay? And I say, you know, sure, come out. You'll learn stuff about your significant other, important stuff. So we encourage that. We did have a few men at last year's event. So
yeah, I was going to ask you, this is something that's gone on in the past, and I'm assuming fairly successfully if you're willing to do it again.
Right. Last year was our first year, and it was a very successful year. We had about 450 women show up for the day. So this year we just kind of evaluated it and said, you know, it was so successful. What can we add to it this year? So what we've done is we've lengthened the physician presentations from 30 minutes to 45 minutes to allow for participants to ask more questions. And then we've also added a pregnancy series for expecting women or women who are thinking of becoming pregnant. We have a whole day planned just for them too. So it's kind of like an expo within an expo, just related to pregnancy.
Now, where exactly do you want them to go? Because there's a couple of different facilities with Bell. You got the Teal Lake in the main building. Mm-hmm. Where is all this taking place?
It is right at the main Bell Hospital. Come right through the main entrance. That's where registration is. And we have everything going on through the lobby, down through our medical office building. It's all in that area.
Women's Health Expo that is coming up this weekend, and it's all part of a busy weekend, as you said, and we were kind of joking, but I guess it's kind of true. If you're looking for the ladies of the audience, ditch that guy in your life down at the dome, let him go play with the builder stuff, and you can go. Well, I mean, you were up against that last year, and you still had a great success.
We were up against that last year, and we did have a very successful year, and we think that is what happened. Women sent their husband off to the builder show, and then they came out and spent the day with us.
And it is really a full day. What time do you get underway tomorrow?
We kick things off at 9 o'clock, but we do open the doors for registration at 8:30. Physician presentations start at 9:30, and they go all the way. The last one is at 2:30, and they wrap up at 3:15. And then at 3:30, we will do all the door prize giveaways and that sort of thing.
And the key is, though, that you can come there for the whole day, but if you only got a little bit of time, you can also stop in and just check it out.
Right. One other thing I wanted to mention was that we do have our kids' corner open all day as well, our supervised play area. So if you want to come out and see a presentation, you can drop your kids off at kids' corner and go check out the presentation and come get them when you're done.
Now, when you say registration, that is for the prizes or what's that all for?
Well, we are doing a pre-registration. You can just call me at 485-2778 to pre-register. And basically that just gets you on a list and it gets you in the drawing for a prize. But if you just come tomorrow without pre-registering, you still get entered into some of our big door prize.
So it's okay if they just show up?
Yep. Oh, yeah, it's absolutely okay.
Well, it's an interesting thing. You have all kinds of different things on there. As I mentioned the whole bit about for expecting mothers or those looking at starting a family. But a few of the other things that are on the docket for tomorrow.
Well, a few of the other things, we do have Dr. Michael Cardone coming in doing a talk on thyroid topics, which we were not able to do last year because he was out of town. So we're very happy to have him doing that. Dr. Majar is doing a session on incontinence. We have a physical therapist named Chris Hendrickson who's coming in to do a whole session on posture and balance and aging gracefully. We have a teen topics, which is something we are also missing last year. We didn't touch on adolescent health, and this year we are including that. We have two pediatric topics, one about ADD, ADHD, and another on obesity-related and inactivity-related illness.
Now, knowing some of the physicians that you just listed on there, I can only imagine that they're probably just about as excited about this as you guys are, because I know the docs like to have a chance to get out there and talk even preventive, because that's really what we're getting into in healthcare now, is not so much the reactionary to the affliction or the problem, it's the prevention
The preventative care is becoming a really, really big issue. It's pretty much why we started this, you know, last year. Our superior women's care doctors, I think Dr. Holly Ray was in last year talking about this event. They are so, so excited. We have three of the most passionate OBGYNs I've ever met. Hosting this event, so we're very excited.
The next line of Bell Babies.
You bet.
So to pre-register or to get the name on the list, the number to call.
You can call me. It's my direct line. I'm at 485-2778.
And we will post all of this to the blog here this morning. And she had a very interesting comment about our blog yesterday when you were here with the partnership thing.
I had said that when I was on last time. For the Blizzard Ball, if you actually went online and Googled Blizzard Ball, my interview came up.
That's the idea.
That's the whole idea.
So something must be working right.
It's working, absolutely.
And again, the hours tomorrow for the entire event?
9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And that's all happening at the main facility of Bell Hospital, the new location. And it's also an opportunity for folks that haven't been to the new building to take a little look around, too.
It really is. It's a fantastic facility. So any opportunity we get a chance to show it off, we do.
Marie, you're welcome anytime. Let us know what's going on.
All right, great. Thanks.
Marie Peasley with us here again with Bell Hospital, their Women's Health Expo tomorrow.